And Brian is back with the latest business news.
Audrey, thank you. The state agency that went into operation around 4 years ago now to fund the delivery of new homes reported a 49% increase in total loan approvals to just shy of €1.25 billion by the end of 2022. Dara Deering is Chief Executive of Home Building Finance Ireland. Just start, Dara, with a reminder of what HBFI does. Essentially, you lend to developers who might be finding it difficult to access funding in the open market. Is that correct?
Good morning, Brian. Home Building Finance Ireland was established in 2019, I suppose, in recognition that finance was one of the challenges in bringing forward new housing supply. So you're absolutely right. We lend to house builders directly, and those house builders build a range of homes for the marketplace. And to the end of 2022, we've now provided $1.25 billion in funding across 21 counties, and that will support about up to 6,000 new homes with plenty of capacity to support more demand.
We've been covering here on the programme over the last while the apparent fallback in housing starts in recent months against the inflation backdrop. Are you seeing a fall off in demand for finance coinciding with that?
Yeah, look, inflation has been a real challenge. We've seen inflation at unprecedented levels over the last number of years. And if we look at approval levels in the second half of 2022, it eased slightly, reflecting that broader slowdown in construction activity. But ultimately, we have a housing shortage, and therefore there's still strong demand for new homes. And therefore, the house builders that we're providing funding for have still strong demand for funding. And the most important thing that we want to provide is certainty and confidence to the sector that as they bring forward new commercially viable schemes, as a state lender, we'll make sure that finance is available to them.
And you're now in a position to recycle much of the initial capital that you deployed as it comes back to you. Have you been able to offer fairly competitive rates to developers in the current rising interest rate environment, or do you have to adhere to the market norms as such?
Yeah, so we were initially given $730 million from the Ireland Strategic Investment Fund. And if you look at the numbers we announced today, we've approved close to twice that amount. But as you said, we recycle that money as loans are repaid, which means we can maximise the impact that funding has in the marketplace. In terms of pricing, our rates average between 5 and 8% over 3 month Euribor, so they're competitively priced in the marketplace. But really, it's about also providing house builders with certainty in the current environment that if they have schemes and are ready to start construction, that we have adequate finance available to them, and that won't be an impediment in terms of bringing forward new supply.
A quarter of the homes you fund are for social housing. Is that purely private developers providing social homes, or can the state itself come to you as a client for the development of social houses?
So typically we will lend house builders, and they will build for a range of segments of the market. And at the end of the construction phase, they may sell some of those homes to a local authority or an AHB, which will add to the supply of social housing schemes in the market. But we're just there to fund the construction phase. At the end of that, we're repaid. And that means, as you said, we can recycle that money and use it a number of times to make sure we have a meaningful impact in supply in the market.
Dara Deering, Chief Executive of Home Building Finance Ireland. Thank you very much.